In Life and Death, God is There by Kara Meredith, read by Ellie Johnson. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." Psalm 90, 2-3. In the middle of winter, it's not hard for me to focus on spiritual concepts like waiting and hoping and searching for light in the midst of darkness. Somehow, I feel like this whole way of thinking comes naturally when the sky turns gray and darkens by 5 o'clock, and when everything around me feels like it's holed up into a pitch black cave of hibernation for a couple of months. But when summer rolls around and life abounds in vibrant color and drippy heirloom tomatoes and cucumbers off the vine deliciousness, when the last thing the sun wants to do is actually go to bed and make room for the moon, there's no way I want to dwell on themes of darkness, let alone death. Yet, this mingling of death and life is life. This back and forth made real by the seasons, by our bodies, and by simultaneous waves of life and death in the lives of the ones we call our own, it cannot be missed. In Psalm 90, we see this wave of life and death in a single pair of verses. In verse 2, the psalmist sings of God the Creator. As readers, we are reminded that before mountains were made and before the earth and world were even formed, God was God. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. No doubt about it, God came first. For God, we say, is the very definition of life. But in the third verse, the psalm takes a turn toward death and toward the mortality of our back-to-dust human selves. I wriggle around in my seat. I feel uncomfortable with this new direction. That summertime part of me wants to stay firmly rooted in the conversations of life, even if I know, deep in my heart, that death and life are intrinsically linked and cannot be avoided. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, you mortals." The cheery sentiments of creation are gone. Instead, we humans are beckoned to turn back to the earth and to our place as mere mortals. Once again, we are invited to turn back to a place where God is God and we humans are, well, you guessed it, mere humans. But this dance of death and life, of light and darkness, it all goes together. The two cannot exist apart from one another, for in it all and through it all, God is present. In the throes of summer, God is there. In the depths of winter, God is there. In the hospital room that springs forth new life, God shows up in a tiny baby's cry. And in the hospital room that ushers in death, God holds the tears of the widow. The invitation for all of us, I suppose, is to remember that searching for light in the darkness isn't just a winter thing after all. Instead, it's a all-year-round thing, a journeying with God through both the muck and mire and the wonder and joy kind of thing. And then it's about remembering to look for it over and over again.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.